There's breaking news today on COVID-19 and sports. The National Hockey League is suspending its season, and there are reports that Major League Baseball is suspending spring training and the start of the regular season will be delayed. This comes after what happened in the NBA last night.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe.
That was the announcement just before tip-off in Oklahoma City, where the Utah Jazz and the Thunder were about to play. That game was canceled because a Utah Jazz player, Rudy Gobert, had tested positive for COVID-19, and the NBA later suspended its season. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, this is changing by the minute at this point. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I mean, there have been suspensions of play 20, 30 years ago. Measles outbreak suspended a conference play. And of course, in Europe, soccer games have been canceled and suspended or played in front of empty stadiums. And that has actually happened before. And it's happened in Asia when different diseases there is an outbreak. But no, in America, this is, of course, unprecedented. A mass suspension, not based on a huge tragic event like an assassination or 9/11. A mass suspension for an indefinite period of time of what looks like now all the major sports leagues, add NASCAR events, add golf. There is basically, as far as I could see, not a major sporting event untouched by this.
And there is obviously the concern about crowds gathering in arenas. But in the case of the NBA, you've got this player, Rudy Gobert, who had tested positive for COVID-19. And, you know, within days before that, it had a number of games against other teams where he was touching a lot of players, et cetera.
Right. So the Jazz, that was the game against Oklahoma City. But before then, they played the Toronto Raptors and the Detroit Pistons and the New York Knicks. And then if you go back to that game against the Knicks have since played the Washington Wizards and the Atlanta Hawks.
Right.
And the Celtics played the Wizards also. And the Pacers. So this spreads out and you see all the teams that played this known patient with coronavirus and all the teams that played them. And we know how viruses can spread. And it's beyond that outside the realm of possibility. It's, I think, incumbent if there were tests readily available to people. I'm sure all of these players would be getting tests, and not just the players. Think about all the NBA personnel. There was a referee who was doing one of Rudy Gobert's old games. She was in Sacramento to do what would have been the last game in the NBA until this suspension. It was the Pelicans against Sacramento. But because of the presence of that referee who wasn't tested at all and isn't apparently showing symptoms, they, out of caution, suspended that game and sent all those fans home too. So this is the other thing I would add is, as you said, there's another Jazz player, Donovan Mitchell, who also tested positive. But I've got to believe that the reason that we know the name of Rudy Gobert and to pull Tom Hanks into this is because they had tests available to them. Mm-hmm. The Utah Jazz had 58 tests, and there isn't this mass testing. So once there's this mass testing, we might look back at a time when we knew the name Rudy Gobert and was able to articulate the name, as opposed to, oh, he's one of the dozens and dozens and hundreds of people, some of whom we all know, who are testing positive for COVID.
By the way, in addition to all those professional sports leagues that are suspending operations, the NCAA has said that March Madness games are going to be played without fans.
I mean, that's for now. Who knows if it'll go on, because all of the postseason tournaments are now canceled. And they started playing the Big East tournament, and they played last night. And at halftime of the St. John's Creighton game, which was a little more than a little shocking that it was going off, they were playing in front of an empty arena, that arena being Madison Square Garden. But there were the players on the court until halftime, and then they said, that's it. We're not going to continue with this tournament. We'll stop it right now.
Of course, the Olympics are also coming up this summer in Japan, and Japan is a country that's been hit pretty hard by coronavirus.
Yes, and there's been no word, but of course they're looking at this seriously. Ministers are there was word that perhaps there could be a suspension of the Olympics for a year, for 2 years. That, of course, would be extremely difficult. I saw President Trump speculating about that in an Oval Office press conference, a meeting he had with the Prime Minister of Ireland. He was talking about the Olympics in Japan. That is a huge unknown, and we'll have to see how it plays out, and we'll have to also see, of course, how the virus reacts to weather conditions, because the Summer Olympics are a summer event. So, but then again, there's so much planning. If it's a big question mark a month before, I don't see how you could go ahead and say we're going to have it.
We didn't even get to the question of what all the fans are going to do now, because that's a long time potentially to try to, you know, find something else to entertain yourself with. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, TheGistSlate.com. Thank you.
Netflix is the answer.